Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, I know this sounds a little far-fetched, but I want you to meet me every night between October the 21st to December the 18th at 7:30 p.m. at a place called the Menier Chocolate Factory in London Bridge. Sundays at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. People are going to watch us, a bit like a zoo or whatever, and I'll give you a cut. If you do want to find out more, look at the internet, menierchocolatefactory.com. Speak soon. Bye.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Dance number five is Sara and Aliash doing Couple's Choice, and they chose to drive everything into the floor.
They really did, didn't they? What was their couple's choice apart from that?
It's sort of impossible to say. It seemed
there
to be
bits of sort of Latin-y stuff.
It seemed
bits
to be Aliash had just gone, our couple's choice is I reinvent dance in my own mind, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to really, really get it wrong.
It's such a shame.
She dedicated this one to her family. She said she was dancing to her family. I mean, this... this is not the dance that you wanted to turn out, that you'd said to your family, this is it, because you'd be just like, is mummy having a breakdown? Is mummy coming home?
They kind of dressed her as Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, obviously, because dragon's den. Dragon.
Yeah.
Get it? She's a dragon.
Yeah.
But they dressed her as Emilia Clarke in Game of Thrones with a long blonde hair, sort of. And she was dancing to Queen of the Night, which is quite an urgent sort of upbeat, you know, that's the thing from The Bodyguard, against the second song they've done from The Bodyguard. Whitney Houston song. And then the actual, whatever the style of dance was, which I couldn't put my finger on, seemed at odds with the music. Like, it was, her movements were quite sort of languid and sedate, and the music itself is kind of, and the vocal, the female vocal, is like really urging you on to kind of these much more kind of staccato moves, I'd have said. And I just thought it was really odd.
It was such a misfire on every level. It really was. I mean,
real shame.
You know, you have the sort of the Game of Thrones is set within that sort of world of, if you like, pageantry, and it's you could easily have done a sort of tango to the theme from Game of Thrones. It would be, you know,
yeah.
But they also had Aliash just in some cheap sort of bondage gear, and they had these horrible plastic chains that, again, they looked like if you went to a knocking shop that was like, we offer a full Game of Thrones experience. It was all cheap and sort of like bought from Asda, and the dance itself was just confusing as to what it was. I didn't really know anything that was going on. It just wasn't even telling a story.
It really wasn't. Normally they're so good at this, like picking a theme, keeping it simple, working to the strengths of your partner. By now they know what Sara's good at and what she's not good at.
Yeah.
So give her like a lean heavily towards the ballroom and dress her beautifully and just keep it clean and simple and maybe a bit dramatic or they didn't seem to know what to do with her with Halloween, I think.
And Aliash did take it on the chin. He said, no, this is entirely down to me. This was a bad call by my thing. They would end up by the end of the night having the lowest score out of everybody,
really,
at 23.
Craig gave them a 4.
He did.
Motsy was very generous, I thought, to give them a 7.
Yeah,
and the other two were 6s.
Normally when Craig gives a 4, it's either saying I want this person out, or I mean that's the only reason, really. And he didn't want Sara out, but this wasn't even saying that Sara was bad in the role that she was given. It was saying that this dance was so poor.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense. Shirley had said,
terrible shame,
something wasn't quite right, which I think is the closest you can get to it, really, which is just going, it wasn't right.
Even she couldn't put a finger on it. But yeah, I think the choreography was off, and everything about it was a bit of a jumble and not up to standard, I think.
Yeah, I did feel for Aliash, because I think, you know, you go out and do these things and you think, you know, this is going to wow them, and you suddenly go, oh no, I've just been mad. I've done something absolutely stupid, and it was awful.
Dreadful. Dreadful.
Let's get to another dreadful dance, Julia.
What?
Dreadfully great.
Hey!
Did that even make sense? Don't care.
No, not really.
Dance number six.
It's worthy of Tess.
Rose and your... Oh, yes. Maybe this Halloween I'll go something truly frightening, eh? One of Tess's jokes. Scream. Rose and Giovanni dancing a tango to Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I mean, I was really rude about the song. I write a column for the I newspaper. You must read it if you haven't yesterday. I didn't like the song. Didn't realise it was an Ed Sheeran one because I just don't really know his stuff.
No.
He seems like a lovely chap. And he did actually send them a message, didn't he, afterwards?
He did.
But the song I could absolutely leave. But it's just a testament to how good this dance was that it's still my favourite dance of the night. Because...
Yeah.
Oh my God, she is just unstoppable now.
She is so good. And we've talked about the normalising, if you like, of the same-sex couple on this series and how mm-hmm. the BBC are just like, we're not even addressing this. It is incredible to see that nobody is constantly referring to the fact they're going, and the fact that, you know, you can't hear the music makes what you do doubly remarkable.
They just don't need to, do they?
They
don't. The thing that's amazing about her is she's an amazing dancer.
Really is.
And they
really
styled her brilliantly. She was like full-on Elsa from Frozen, but like... Not kind of that weird sort of, you know, slightly, you know, cheap Disney kind
yeah.
of like, you know, you get to have your picture taken of the Princess Elsa costume. She looked really good. The dress was really dramatic.
Yeah.
And kind of moved beautifully when she was doing those sort of tango turns and stuff. I don't think they're called that, but you know, they are now. but basically Anton said it was perfect. And
yeah.
Craig asked, so what's the sign language for you? Smashed it. Frankly, Craig, it's rude. You should have learned that by now.
Yeah.
I mean, but he should have done. Moxie said it was an epic and amazing dance. And then Shirley went into character and said she'd consulted her skull, which she had next to her crystal skull. And she said, yeah, she was fabulous too. Everyone was just united in agreeing that this is like the dance of all dances. She was incredible.
Oh, it was, you know, even from the opening where and again, this is the really throws into aspect the last dance we saw where Ali Asher's, you know, done a terrible job. And then you have Giovanni, who does an absolutely flawless job. The opening with
so
the sort
good.
Of hand movements with him reacting to them, you know, all of it was so cleverly done. They've really hit with her the fact that, yes, she can dance, but do you know what takes it to the next level? We can have her do acting. And she can
because
act
a
role.
She's the best actor, I'd say, on that floor.
Yeah.
When you
yeah.
give her something to do, the intent and the kind of emotion, everyone always thinks when, you know, you see an actor in a soap, you think, oh, I could do that. I could shout, get out of my pub.
Yeah.
She really has something special in terms of the way she can convey emotion.
Yeah.
I think she's a tremendous actor.
Fantastic. I loved the bit at the start. They did the little bit of training video and Danny Dyer turned up.
Why will
to watch
never
her.
Just go away haunting that studio?
But oh my God, he came in a proper £2 Halloween outfit. And again, this is primetime BBC. And he comes in with a white, thin plastic like bin bag around his neck and a sort of stupid old man sort of zombie mask on, and it was just so rushed and so thrown together,
almost like he just picked it up off the market
again. If you were from America and you came here and you saw this and you'd sort of go, sorry, is this BBC One? This is a, you know, this isn't some kind of weird subsection channel. Why is the big channel, why is there a man in a £2 as the Halloween costume? And then he just sits down, oh, right, yeah, nice, yeah, oh, lovely stuff, lovely, yeah. It's terrible.
Absolutely awful. But obviously the judges were tens across the board. It's the I think it's the earliest anyone's ever scored the full 40 in a series of Strictly, and deservedly so, I just think.
It was knockout.
I hope she can continue at this ridiculously high level, because there's quite a way still to go till Christmas, and she's already hitting the heights, I think.
Yeah, I would like her to go through now and not drop a single mark from now until the final.
I think that's reasonable expectation. And if she falls below that, then, well, she only has herself to blame.
Absolutely. And I think the British public should vote her off immediately.
Agree.
Dance number seven. Oh, by the way, worth saying, Giovanni got so emotional at the end.
Oh, God,
when they were talking.
He cried, didn't he?
Yeah.
He cried when they got the 40.
And it was frustrating that they didn't have Claudia address him in some way. She ended up sort of saying, "Oh, sorry, yes, we weren't ignoring you, Giovanni. We, you know, just don't Aww. We don't have time." And it was like, again, what a miscue, and from a TV point of view,
yes,
that when someone is emotional and crying, you need to say, "Giovanni, this means so much to you," and just let him have his moment.
When someone's crying, you shove a microphone in their face and you harangue them. That's what you
tell
do.
Us how it feels. Tell us how it feels.
More.
Who's
More
to blame? Tears. Who's to blame? I did notice this episode there was quite a lot of the judges actually giving credit to the professionals on this.
Yeah.
And I like that as well. I think, you know, too often the nature of Strictly is to cut out the contribution of the professionals because they don't want them getting too big for their boots.
And
I think it was nice to see people saying, "You've done a tremendous job," as they did with Nikita. And I think, you know, a bit more of that is definitely welcome. Julia, number seven, it's Tilly and Nikita doing a cha-cha to...
Hands up if you liked this.
You know what? It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
I really, really liked it.
Really, really good.
Were incredible. Because as Shirley pointed out, you know, you're wearing bright green tights on your legs, then, you know, a lot of the attention is going to go to those because they are really, really, they stand out. Her leg action in this, because cha-cha's a lot to do with... You do weird and unnatural things with straight legs, don't you? It's a very, like, it doesn't come naturally to a lot of dancers. She looked like a professional from the waist down, particularly. I just thought, wow.
Yeah, totally. And I think
legs.
It's slightly sort of, the makeup did a lot of the heavy lifting, which is the bit she finds hard, which is the emotion through her face and the acting of it. And actually, this sort of, playing this sort of like Frankenstein's misses. It was sort of fine that she was just this slightly sort of wide-eyed, almost like sort of Dolly bird that didn't really have a lot going on. I thought he was phenomenal in this. When he started, he did some sort of like jerky Frankenstein stiff-legged movement. And I was like, I'm seeing a personality with this guy.
I'm really liking this. He was starting to come out of his shell a bit.
Also, the actual, and this goes back to the start of the mad sort of, you know, overthinking, to just go, you know what, it's a 50s song about Halloween, so let's make it some Frankensteins in a 50s Happy Days type of setting. I would argue it was still one too many things, but it did work really well. It had a clean look. You understood what it was. It was fun. It was just two Frankensteins sharing a malted milk down at the drive-in.
It was just cute as hell, wasn't it?
It worked.
I think it did really suit her. The choreography obviously massively suited her. I think in terms of skill, like, suddenly I could sort of see what they were seeing, because I suppose, like you said, lots of heavy lifting done by the aesthetic stuff applied to her meant that the acting was slightly less important. And actually, a couple of times I did kind of see a spark of performance in her eyes, and I thought, you know, this is something she could do. She could, you know, presumably get better at. But in terms of the dancing, I was really impressed.
Yeah,
really, really
same
impressed.
Here. It was. You know, has she won me over? No. But
absolutely not. We're not that easily.
She cannot deny the claims of nepotism to get here.
But then her bloody dad turns up in a VTR.
You
do yourself a big favour.
That's it.
That's it now. No more.
Totally begun taking her on her own terms.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you can really do this. And wow, credit to you. And then we go straight back to that sort of stinking stench of
really depressing
of privilege,
telling Nikita to do his buttons up. It's like, oh, shut up.
The other thing is this was a lie. This piece was not real. So Gordon Ramsay had not just watched that dance, even though he stated again and again throughout it he had. A lot of people, you know, I noticed it on the night. There's a window in shot and it was broad daylight.
Yeah, I think he was in America as well or something.
Even if he's in America, he was not watching that dance on a live feed and then delivering that little VT package.
It's bullshit. Maybe they set him an iPhone video of the dress rehearsal or something. Now, I'm just being kind.
If he was there, they would have done it live.
Yeah,
they would have gone, let's cross over to your dad.
Yep.
This was a proper bit where I go, it's not as serious as the bit where in ITV they made the Queen look like she was storming out of something. But what it is it's dishonest. It is,
but also I imagine we've been none more critical than us when they've done like a live, let's go to your, you know, local pub, and the feed's been appalling and, you know, it does look bad. So presumably they tried his internet in LA or where the hell he is. It was shit. And they said, fine, just pre-record something.
You know what it'll be? It will be, he said, I can't do it at that time. And they've said, so let's pre-record it then. That's what it will be. But they didn't have him say, look, I've seen you in rehearsal. I couldn't see it tonight,
that
but I'm sure
a good lie,
that
it? Yeah,
that would not have had loads of people bursting into tears all around the country and going, "That's not what I wanted."
Are you
know?
All right, Mark? You okay. Do you want to take a minute? It's fine.
I hate it when they lie. I hate it when they lie. You know what? If you can't do it this week, do it next week.
Yes.
You'll be fine, you know.
Or better still, don't do it.
Or don't do it at all.
I hate Gordon Ramsay. And I was just starting to like his daughter, so he's really not making this easy for me.
No, and it's just, it's not a normal thing that when you're at work, people constantly say, "Let's see what your dad thinks of it."
No, I know, exactly. She's not like a tiny kid. I know she's young.
Yeah.
And you could say, oh, I guess, you know, parents sort of important. But no, they're just wheeling him out.
Mm.
And it, in a way that they're wheeling out people to do the T&Cs without really much care about what they're actually bringing to the show.
No,
in most cases he sucks the air out of a room,
but it's a tick, isn't it? You know, we've got Gordon Ramsay on the show this week. Oh, big tick, well done. You know what's he saying? He's just reading out numbers. Oh right, okay, well, I mean, still good, you know. Awful.
better than him not being there. No, I disagree, it's not. But the scores were good, so Craig gave an 8, the rest of them 9s, and I think for once I agree, 9 is absolutely what I'd have given her. She was terrific.
Yeah, she really, really was. And I think, again, she suffered from the placement within that, because she just followed the Rose and Giovanni getting, you know, the full 40. And I think had she been at number 2 or 3 in this lineup, I mean, she really could have, I think there would have been maybe a couple of 10s in that. I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
it was exactly really, really good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
Can you add any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do this.
That weird kadoonk, the lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
Dancers number 8, Adam Peaty and Katya, a couple of decomposers doing their Queen of Darkness coming through the portal of the piano. I did like
Seriously,
it.
If
I did
Tess
like
is
it when she came
for
out
a gag
piano.
Writer, I think, you know, I know you're busy, but I'm sure you could find some time to churn out these golden nuggets for her.
I would love to give Tess really complex, really scathing, really acid remarks that she would just read out blandly. It would be such a strange combination.
But yes, no, this was batshit insane. And in a kind of, let's try something crazy and see if it works. It didn't work. It was weird. So a Viennese waltz is usually a good opportunity to show off your frame, to show off the fact you can do loads of spins without vomiting. And that's basically what it's for.
Yeah.
They chose Moonlight Sonata, a very traditional, everyone's heard of it tune.
Yeah.
And then kind of stymied it completely by having like little weird Japanese horror film piano goblin Katya climbing quite awkwardly out of the piano.
Mm.
Adam Peaty in a powdered wig, like, who thought that was a good idea? I have no idea. And then this really, I mean, the dance itself wasn't bad, but the whole concept, everything was just like, ooh.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was stupid, grand guignol, over the top. It felt like a sort of, I don't know, like a play that the interview with a vampire cast would go go and see, put on by other vampires.
It wasn't.
But what I did like about it was
to get back into the piano again at the end, which looks super. And she's a dancer; she's so elegant, but like super awkward.
I thought to myself, they timed that really well. But then I was slightly aware. I think the singers were holding the note.
I think they were
to give her a chance to get back in. What was funny is she came out fairly rackety. She went in all right, and then when the music was over and they had to sort of drag her out, she found it really difficult to get out the piano. So I couldn't work out how any of that worked. I did like this. I thought it was stupid and over the top, and it was like a Halloween thing that I wanted to see, like in an old variety show. They'd go, you know, from Hungary, it's the Countess Bathory dancers, and out they'd come and do something weird. I did sort of like it.
Well, the public didn't agree with you. So, as we know, Adam and Katia ended up in the dance-off. I don't think it was bad enough to warrant that.
No.
But it wasn't, again, it wasn't, I think you need to just, you know, understand what audiences respond to.
Mm.
And I think they misjudged that one a bit.
Yeah, it's one of those hard things where I do look at it, and I think with the exception of Dan Walker, there is no one else who should have been in the dance-off instead of Adam Peaty.
Yeah, I agree.
And the problem they've got, I think, is it's just such a high standard this year, and they are very much on the lower end of that standard now.
Do you think the Christians are all voting for Dan Walker?
I just don't know. I don't get it. I just don't. If I was a Christian, I would not vote because someone else is a Christian. I would follow my heart and vote for who I thought was the best. There's literally a deaf girl working in there. Come on, guys. Stop voting for Dan Walker, the smug man.
I mean, not that he's, you know, the worst person ever or anything, but I'm surprised he hasn't been in the dance-off yet. I'm really surprised.
But I think as soon as he is, then that's it, done.
He's toast, yeah.
Yeah, he obviously thinks, well, I'll stay out of that. The second he's there, he might as well not dance at all. He is gone.
There.
Absolutely. See if his lobster roll joke will win over the hearts and minds of the judges then. Craig did say about Adam and Katya, he said it was laboured and it lacked flow. He said, but I do like watching you dance. Mm. And then he said, it's a joy to watch you dance. And I think he just means
Adam's body. He's commented on his body.
No, I had a feeling he was talking about the thing that we were just saying about Reese, which is he sort of goes, Adam Peaty is doing this sort of unself-consciously. He doesn't find it embarrassing.
No.
He throws himself into it. And I think he's getting to that point of going, I'm enjoying all of this theatrics.
Yeah.
And I think that was the thing that Craig was sort of going, there's something in there that you can't replicate. And I feel that with Adam Peaty. By all rights, I should, as this attractive, lunkish meathead who isn't particularly good at the technical side of dancing, I should go, can't wait for him to go. And actually find myself going, I hope he does all right.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I think Katia is bringing out the best in him. And I think even in this slightly odd concept of a dance, he does perform pretty well, much, much better than you'd expect any kind of sports person to be performing at this stage.
Mm.
But I think Shirley said his derriere was sticking out because this is a Viennese waltz. It's supposed to be tucked under.
Yeah.
But she said he was a competitor extraordinaire.
Yes.
I'm not really sure exactly what marks him out as that. But I mean, he's good. He's very good. He's very watchable.
Did you get the impression that he and Katya are more than just dance partners by the end? Did you? I don't mean that in a horrible gossipy way.
We have no proof of this, and he has a partner, and that would be awful.
I refer you back. She won't touch him. She will not touch him. It's one of the eight reasons she gave to me through her lawyer why it wasn't going to happen.
I'm glad you got as far as the paperwork. That's really impressive.
I mean, she had no choice.
I just think if you're, and especially with COVID and things, if you're locked away in a training room day after day after day, and you know, look at the sort of physical type you'd expect Katy to go for. She was married to Neil, that awful comedian. You know, I can't imagine how it. For lots of them, it doesn't happen. You can see with lots of them, they're just obviously they're just mates. There's no attraction, but it must just happen. So Julia, if I
put one in your house for 3 days, I mean,
a dancer,
you would lose your mind.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think which one. they're none of them are my type.
No.
No.
Well, who would be from the whole series? Who would have the whole history of Strictly?
Oh God! See, I see male dancers. They're all a bit too fit. I've told you, I like a thin set gentleman.
Well, look, in 3 days, you could force feed them like a goose in a foie gras plant.
All right, then. If I could do that, maybe, maybe Giovanni. But it would be a very brief thing.
Yeah,
I don't think we're intellectually equal. I think it might be fun.
Good on you.
Now, if Karen's off the table,
oh, any of them.
You're not picky.
No, not picky at all. I think you could put even the ones that I sort of went, don't think much of them. You give me 3 days in the house with them pirouetting around, I think I'd change my tune.
Fair enough. At least you're honest.
Absolutely. Dance number 9, Judy Love and Graziano doing the cha-cha.
Yeah.
This was mired in so much messy controversy over the last week, wasn't it? That it was, they didn't even need to do this dance for us to know that they were going to A, be in the dance off, and
it was
B,
always going
booted.
To be this one. So I think, yeah, it was obviously, so they did a cha-cha to, was it Get Physical? And obviously it was, they had no time to do a new routine for this week because of having to isolate for 10 days with COVID.
Yeah.
And presumably she had to recover from if she had any symptoms as well. So they did a rehash of their cha-cha from the previous, not the week before last.
Yeah, so the week that she should have done but didn't.
Exactly, which had no Halloween content. So in order to fix this knotty problem, they had her do a couple of like claw hands in the choreography.
Yeah.
Utterly pointlessly.
A bit of thriller walking, you know?
A little bit of thriller walking. And then obviously the CGI.
The growling zombie bodybuilders.
Oh my God. It was just awful. They were lifting weightlifting bars with pumpkins on the end.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of, they got some zombie keep fit backing dancers in CGI. Oh God, it made me want to eat my own fist.
She had some spider web sort of draped round her sort of, it's like, I was going to say corsage, but it was the sort of bit that follows the neckline.
Yeah.
She just had some sort of fake spider web. And it really smacked of, I thought it was fancy dress and didn't realise everyone was doing Halloween.
Will this do?
Yeah.
It was bad. They let her down, I think, quite badly, because they should have made a bit of an effort to restyle this in a way that looked like they could give a shit.
Yes, completely, completely. Yeah. And it drew attention to the fact that there'd been this COVID thing, that she'd been out, that they hadn't done a new dance. I mean, at one point, Graziano said, we had no time to rehearse this week.
She didn't have a fair shot at all, did she?
No, but I mean, what can you do? You can't really say, well, take another week out and then we'll see you in you know, you end up going to Blackpool that way, don't you? You know,
well,
having danced twice.
The
build-up to the whole thing as well, where they were trying to repurpose the original video as now being a Halloween video within a bigger thing, it made me really reticent to like it. I was like, oh, this is, I'm being sold a pup here.
I mean, I think it was sort of her week, but I also don't think this did her any favours at all.
No.
In terms of, you know, making the audience sort of warmly receptive to it, I think it was all
not
a bit
at all.
Of
and the dance itself was, she was fine in it. You know, it wasn't bad at all. You know, it was on time, and it was, you know.
And it was
physical,
and really
it was, yeah,
hard.
It was all good.
Anton said it was rather pleasing, good leg action, enjoyed her New Yorkers, didn't have really bad stuff to say about it. Obviously, take a drink, because Craig said it was stompy and flat-footed. That's like his go-to for, I really can't even be asked to think of any other reason to dislike this dance.
Yeah.
He got his four paddle out again. He was quite free with that this week. So I think when that happened, it was like, well, using the dance off, there was no question. The others gave her sevens though, but I thought
crazy.
They were out of sympathy.
I think they knew the way the, you know, the tide was turning. It felt like an inevitability, and there is something that you don't want to just kick her when she's down. She is.
I know.
When you look at the people who are competing at this stage, Judy Love is absolutely for the chop.
Yeah, for sure.
So there didn't seem to be any point in saying, you know, where you get a five and another two fours. Why not give her sevens? It's going to happen anyway. It's like, you know, here's a little bit of steak, and now lead old Yeller around the back of the barn. You know, there's no point going, well, he's going to be dead in a while, so just give him, you know, wood shavings.
It did feel a bit like that. It's like, just wear the costume you were going to wear anyway, and we'll, you know, I don't know, we'll stick some cobwebs on it. It felt like they all knew she was going. And if I'd been her, I think I'd have been a bit disheartened as well at the kind of lack of effort to, you know.
When you say, what about if, you know, if we're doing Let's Get Physical, why don't the two of us dress up as, and they go, do you know what, we're just going to probably stick a spider on on your head. You know,
really.
There you go.
Pretty.
You're done. See you later. Oh yeah. Dear. Oh, yeah. I'm going home.
I would feel very much like they had given up on me if I'd been Jean this week. But she blazed a really brilliant trail. It's a real shame that she missed last week, because I just think, you know, she has been really entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
She was always going to go out a roundabout now.
Yeah.
It's a shame that it happened like this, I think.
Yeah. I mean, one thing she's got, at least she can spend a bit more time with her friends, because she has more friends than anybody I've ever seen on earth. Every week, there's always a video where it goes, you've either got your friends or your family, and there'll be 300 people in every shot.
Very popular lady.
Very popular lady. Yeah. I mean, you know, she doesn't have time to do dancing. You've got to just catch up with everyone.
How did she do it?
Amazing, huh? Dance number 10 was Amy and Tom doing a tango to Highway to Hell, which was really well performed by Dave Archer's lot. Really, really impressive.
Oh, so good. And again, Rock Lobster is a really, all those really falsetto-y high bits, they really excelled themselves this week. There was such a wide, crazy variety of things they had to do.
I bet Dan Walker was sitting there in his lobster costume gripping his crucifix as the two devils cavorted in front of him.
Making sure he was eating extra garlic with his pasta. Yeah. All that stuff.
Constantly muttering under his breath, it's not acceptable.
And obviously the styling was very heavy on the leather. And again, they just seem to be really into, if in doubt, paint the dancers a totally different colour. So they were just painted red. I don't know why. Sometimes I find that, like, I'd really love to see some really cool horror makeup or some Mexican Day of the Dead, like something really intricate and exciting. A lot of this appeared to be stand there, we're gonna slap like one colour all over you.
All of these costumes could have been hen party costumes.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you wouldn't have seen any of them and gone, that is a brilliant hen party costume. Yeah. You'd have gone, that's a hen party costume. And it did have that slight, you could tell Amy was very fizzy with excitement because she had a proper full-on costume on, and it would be nicer to do stuff that I suppose was more stylized. You think you're absolutely right about that.
And what was the, so I missed this and I've watched it back a couple of times, but I haven't had time to go right back to the beginning. What was the mishap? Because they all said, oh, these things happen, and I thought, oh yeah, what did I miss?
I genuinely don't know. It seemed to be something that either happened off screen, or whether it was, you know, something to do with the motorbike, nobody explained it.
Okay,
but I may be wrong about that. There may be a thing, but even this morning in the tabloids, they thrive on going strictly nightmare for Tom, you know, that sort of thing. And it would somehow incorporate it so that when you clicked on it, you thought, oh, has he split up with his wife?
Right.
But no, there was no mention of anything. So I presume it was just something that either did or didn't happen. But
something fell over or something fell off. It's usual thing.
I finally hit on why I'm not 100% convinced with Tom in this competition during this dance.
Really?
And it's that he looks too slight. He looks like a sort of, he doesn't have the physical sort of, when he's dancing with Amy, you do look at it, and especially with this one, I sort of felt, because he was trying to look like a hard man, rocker, devil, I was like, I think I could kill him with one finger. And watching Amy, who I thought was
the first demon I would vanquish, you know, like an easily dispatch on the way to the main demon.
Exactly that.
Like twice the size of you.
Exactly that. And then you'd come across Amy and you'd go, oh, hello, hot mama, and she would kill you. She would kill you in seconds, and she would laugh as she did it. I thought she was tremendous in this dance.
Oh, she
really,
great.
Really enjoyed herself.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, I bet she was looking in the mirror just going, you've always been such a good girl all through your life. Well, now it's time to let your hair down. Show them you can have fun.
I am the black swan.
It's true. I thought she was great in this. But he did look slight. He looked like a young boy. And it, everyone had to go at his posture, saying it was just too loose.
They did. And I liked a really good point. I think Shirley's judging has been really good this series.
She said it has.
That he needs to learn to decelerate as well as accelerate, because there's that kind of lack of variation in. So, it's something dancers can do because they've got this incredible tension in the center of their bodies, and they can, you know, release energy and withdraw energy because they've got this incredible physique.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's a very slim man who probably, you know, doesn't have the muscle, well, none of them do, musculature of a dancer. And it's that control over his body they were saying he doesn't really have.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're seeing when you're watching.
I think it's
slightly get whipped on the dance floor by his partner.
Yeah, and I think it's slightly dangerous for him because he's at a position now where he does a dance like that. He seems to do it fine. They don't have a big problem with him, but he is not breaking 30. He got a 7, an 8 and 2 sevens there, and I think it's...
I'm not sure he ever will.
No, I think
he was really good last week. He was really good last week, but I just, yeah... I don't think he's final material. I will say that now.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, top of the leaderboard this week was Rose with 40, the big clean sweep, followed by AJ. And I think we are seeing that thing of, you know, we are seeing the same people in the top four or five.
Yeah, definitely. And sadly, the same people at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think Sarah was actually bottom of the leaderboard, Sarah and Aliash, followed by Judy and Graziano.
With 23. I think they were willing to mark Sarah right down because they know she's popular.
Yeah.
So they knew she was going to be saved by the public vote, that they could do that as a sort of, I think in a way also, a way of getting sympathy for her and getting people to get out there and vote for her.
I think it was a safe bet
that if they gave her an absolute roasting, she wouldn't be facing the vote at the end.
Yeah, I think she's so strangely inconsistent. I think she's probably going to get a ballroom again next week, or if they're sensible, they'll give her a ballroom.
Yeah.
In fact, if they give her a Latin next week, if they give her the jive or something, then she's out, I think.
Yeah.
Or certainly near to out. But Dan Walker, I think, would be my tip for the next exit. What do you think?
I think if we can get Dan in the bottom two, then I think he's gone, definitely.
Yeah, if he's in the dance-off, he will be.
But we are going to see over the next 3 weeks, and this has gone very, very much like as you I think would have like written down in the first week. They've fallen in exactly not necessarily the order you would have chosen, but it's always been one of the two that you would have guessed that week would go. And so I do think we're going to see Adam Peaty is going to struggle, Dan is going to struggle.
Yes, actually, yeah, because he's not getting the votes, clearly.
No, and I think then really after that you do get into quite a, I mean, there are going to be some people who are good who are going.
Who'll be brilliant and going,
I think
that's where Tom and Amy kind of fall, because although he can potentially be brilliant, I don't think he's quite got the oomph.
I'm going to say it now. I think there's going to come a point where Tilly and Nikita will eliminate someone that we really like. I think it's going to happen, and I think they're going to be there, and they will be killing your favourites dead.
Could be a recent Nancy situation.
Very much. I worry about the two of them. I really do.
Yeah,
I think they're beginning to get wobbly.
Oh no!
Oh God!
Just as we were starting to like her.
I know. I really do like her. I think she's great. I think she's a really good attacking dancer. And they need to do a little bit less of that. But
Calm down. It's
going to be a wonderful few weeks, because
what are they doing instead of Blackpool? Because they're not going this year. Will they still like pretend to be? It's Blackpool week.
They'll probably cut to Gordon Ramsay and he'll say, you're in Blackpool. It'll be a lie, but the truth doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Oh, poor
I'm sad
things.
Of missing Blackpool again, because I did miss that last year. I think it's sort of like, I know, they all go a bit giddy, don't they? And they go out to, like, there's always a story about them going to a local nightclub and the local lads being a bit tasty.
Yes. But
I like all the drama surrounding Blackpool.
The problem will be is they will go to Blackpool. They will say they're not going out. They will go out. And then for the next 2 weeks, everyone will have COVID.
Yeah,
so the whole thing will be ruined.
Yeah,
absolutely
the
ruined.
Will be screwed.
Yeah. And that, Julia, is where we step in.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a 2-hour show of the two of us with no training, just racing around the dance floor.
I don't know, Mark, but I think we might be brilliant.
Julia, I've always had it in the back of my head that I could do this better, not just than any celebrity that's ever been on it, but all the professionals. and if they go to Blackpool, we'll be finding out.
Okay, well, good. Let's make sure we've got like some suitable clothing, just in case.
Yep, I've got a tracksuit with number one written on the back. So until then, we'll be the cursor strictly. If you like the show, please leave us a review, 5 stars only, please. It does make a big difference to how many people can find us. And we thank you for joining us, Julia.
Thank you for joining us.
Would you like to do the old rah rah rah?
Shall I do it spookily?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm not quite. I've said that now. I don't know how to do that. Keep dancing.
Oh, that was very good.
Thanks.
I pictured you as a bat.
GreatBigOwl.com. Hello, it's Mr. P here.
And the other Mr. P.
and we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day, and of course we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.